Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Scott is in Wisconsin, and now Scott is on Spiegel and Holmes. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you guys doing? Great show. Hey,
you're right.
I got a couple questions. Great show.
You're right.
You covered some of it.
Afternoons on the Score.
I'm in the bowels of a Lambeau field.
Not going onto the field. It's way too cold.
Every week at Lambeau, they feed us media some cheese curds and some pack and cheese. And can't forget your Johnsonville bratwurst. That's my friend Kevin. He covers the Bears. And then usually, since I'm from Wisconsin, someone I know will be in the stands today was my cousin Emma. Hi, Emma. After the game, I go to the locker room. And what was interesting is the Packers redid their locker room recently, and they already had all the post-game photos of their Bears win all over the screens. I normally hang out at the back of a big scrum like this, mainly because I don't want to get concussed by a camera hitting me in the head. I literally know someone that happened to.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Our friend Kalen Kaler was there for Bears Packers, as you heard in the open for her to come on. You can check out her work, senior NFL writer at ESPN. She joins us now at Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. So it sounds like you. Why was that embarrassing? You put it out there.
I know, but it's different hearing it on the radio.
I thought it was delightful, Kaylin. I count me as somebody who hadn't seen it or heard it, and I was like, homegirl can sing. All right, that sounded pretty good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm trying something new. I told myself for the month of December, I'm just going to try to TikTok, even though I really have no idea what I'm doing, but I just recently decided, like, you know what? There's a lot of stuff that, like, we see behind the scenes that, like, we don't even use. Like, I pitched, you know, post-game, Courtney and I, like, pitched the Josh Jacobs quote about the Bears to our news desk, and they're like, oh, we don't really need that for a news story. So I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm going to make a TikTok and put it in there and then tweet it out. So yeah, I'm trying something new this year, so I'm glad you guys like it.
Absolutely. Kind of like, well, I mean, you're talking to two people who have a lot of different sides, so it's, and we know about your hardcore football journalistic side.
And the Josh Jacobs right. quote was actually particularly interesting to us.
Yeah, tell people, because we wanted to reference that. Tell people yeah. about that Josh Jacobs quote, because, like, I'm somebody who took some moral victory value as a fan and kind of as an analyst, too, from the game. And a lot of people said, well, they were close last year, too. But Josh Jacobs says this is a different bunch, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're all about the moral victories, I feel like, in the response to this game. But it was really interesting. So Josh Jacobs was talking to the media, and I wish I had asked more players the same question in the Packers locker room, but of course it, like, didn't really occur to me until I talked to him, and he was one of the last people we talked to. So I asked him, I was just like, hey, what is the difference between, you know, this year's Bears team and last year? And he said, offensively, they took a big step. And that's the thing I see the difference in, is their mentality. They actually have a belief, more of a belief of a winning culture. And then I asked him, how do you actually see that, like, as an opponent? Like, how is that clear to you? And he said, well, you know, we basically see the interviews. We hear what they're saying all week. And he said, you see what the head coach is preaching, and you see how the guys are embodying that. Even on the field, they're straining a little bit more. They're doing a little bit more. You could tell that they're believing in what he's preaching. And I thought that was really interesting to hear that from a division rival. Like, on the one hand, it was a compliment to this year's Bears. On the other hand, it was a big dig at last year's Bears, who apparently did not believe they could win. I mean, that was pretty obvious from their performance last season. But, and I think, you know, Caleb Williams, I don't know his exact quote on this, but a few weeks ago, Chris Emma had been asking him, I don't remember what the question was, but Chris Emma asked him something similar, and like, what's the difference in this year? And Caleb said basically the same thing of like, well, actually, this year we go into games thinking we can win. And I'm paraphrasing Caleb, but I think you guys probably know what I'm talking about. Like, he gave a really long answer on that at one point earlier this season about how they actually feel like they're going to win a game. So apparently last year they were going into games with no optimism and no hope, is what we can kind of read into this. So, yeah, I thought Josh Jacobs' quote was really interesting, because that's your division rival opponent saying that about the Bears. And then he finished and said, like, they're on the right path. So, yeah, the Bears lost. It didn't translate Sunday, but, you know, I think they're going to give the Packers hell in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we've been kind of talking about, too, is the idea that this is now really competitive division from top to bottom, which is a lot of fun that it's the case. From all the people that you talk to inside the locker rooms and inside of football organizations, what are they saying about the Bears?
Yeah, I mean, I think the sense is sort of like Ben Johnson. I mean, there is a huge amount of respect for Ben Johnson, first of all. Like, that's where I'll start. I think everyone thought that was a great hire. And, but I don't know that I thought it would, you know, lead to these results as soon as it has. I think that's the surprise, is, I mean, for all of us, is like, oh, it's actually working in year one. Like, that's crazy. But I think there's a huge amount of respect for Ben Johnson league wide. And I mean, you hear it from, you know, any media you consume, on ESPN, like all day, analysts are just like, who's got the best playbook? Ben Johnson, right? Like, Ben Johnson is the coach that the Bears thought he was when they hired him, which I think is sort of the general consensus around the NFL. And I would say that's sort of the response. And I think Caleb Williams also is like earning a lot of respect too. Not that he didn't already have it, but I think it's his improvement with just getting the ball out so much quicker this year. Eliminating the sacks that he took last year has really been the biggest thing for him.
Kalen, some of us had known or heard rumors of some of the things that you wrote in January on ESPN.com about how agents had been controlling things at Halas Hall. And I think about it often. I think about that piece often because the Bears desperately needed to hand the keys to a really good, smart head coach, and they've needed to do it for a long, long time. Now, they chose the right one, but my God, the whole organization looks so much healthier now that they've done things in a way that makes sense. And it took getting those agents out of the mix in the way that you described in that article, didn't it? It had a big, big effect on the entire organization.
Yeah, I think it did for sure, just because, they interviewed so many people last year, first of all. So, I mean, that was one thing where I think they really overcorrected last year in the process of being like, all right, we're going to, go the extra mile. I don't remember how many people they actually interviewed, but it was, something like, wasn't it like 15 or so, or maybe even more than that? So I do think they did things. I think they were very aware. There was a conversation that I had with Kevin Warren last year before a game where, he was telling me like he didn't have an agent and that he was not going to be thinking about that in the process. And it's easy to say that. I'm sure there were still agent influences when it came down to it in the end, but they went with, Ben Johnson's agent is Rick Smith. So it was not Trace Armstrong. And so that was just breaking the pattern of what had been in place previously. And so, I think it does say a lot about just trying something different. And, we'll see. It's still early, but so far it looks like it's going to be a different result.
Kalen Kaler, VSPN, joining us here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. How do you think you've seen or heard from people around the league of the evolving nature of Jordan Love as a quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, he's another one where, back when the Packers had to make a decision on, giving him a contract, I feel like there were still a lot of questions about him as a quarterback. And now it's like, it looks like they've definitely made the right choice there. I mean, he's in the MVP conversation. He still will, obviously throw a bad pick, with a certain amount of frequency, but, I think he's definitely up there in the conversation of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. And I think, he's an example of someone who didn't play as a rookie, right? Somebody who, and then even when he did start playing, it still took him time to grow and time to learn. But his teammates speak so highly. And like I was talking with, some of the receivers and the backup quarterback, Malik Willis, there post game, and, they're just like, he throws a pick, he comes back to the sideline, and then the rest of the game, he's like lights out for the Packers. So, he's able to really bounce back from that. So, yeah, I think like league-wide, Jordan Love is really respected. And I think, by winning that game and being, having the top spot in the NFC North right now, I think the Packers have now proven like they are one of the top teams in the NFC, obviously.
Kalen, in that locker room, did you get the sense that some of those Packers players felt the Bears rivalry personally, the way that that Matt LaFleur clearly did? He wouldn't speak to it, but we can tell that he did.
Yeah, I definitely think they do. I mean, it's funny because Micah Parsons is like brand new to this. he has no history in this rivalry, but Micah like just says whatever is on his mind, and I love that about him. Like his post game press, his little scrum post game was really entertaining because he talked about wanting to get to Caleb Williams and not getting to Caleb Williams because they kept putting him on bootleg and kept putting him on a run so that he wasn't ever able to like complete a sack because they were moving him purposely, game planning Micah Parsons out of the game. And actually, I'm looking at some of the stats right now, and I was kind of watching Micah like singularly during the game just to see, you know, what his impact would be. And they were double teaming him so much. And I'm actually looking right now. It was the highest percentage of double teams that he'd faced in that game all season. 56% of his pass rush snaps were versus a double team. So I think the Bears like effectively, I guess, minimized Micah's impact there, but also he totally impacted in a lot of ways by like forcing Caleb in other directions. Anyways, but back to my point, Micah was very good on, you know, the energy and the rivalry. And then he also, I thought, like, added some fuel to the fire by questioning. He was like, I really didn't understand what the Bears were doing in their 2-minute offense. He's like, they needed to score 7, but they were acting like they only needed to score 3. And he's like, I don't understand why they weren't taking more shots. And they had 2 timeouts. And he was like really critical of what the Bears did in the 2-minute drill at the end there. And I thought that was really interesting because it was just like, you know, not really necessary. Like, I think my question was like, what'd you think of the 4th-and-1 play that ended the game? And then he took it much broader and was like, yeah, I don't know what they were doing on the 2-minute offense. And those questions were very fair, by the way. I think I understand what Ben Johnson was doing because he didn't want to get the Packers the ball back with time to score again. I get it. He wanted to just win the game outright, but I feel like it was a little bit cocky to be like, oh yeah, we're going to score on this 4th-and-1 in this one shot. And then we're going to get the 2-point conversion. We're going to win. Like, based off of the way your offense had been functioning the whole game, I don't know that that was the best idea. Anyways, but Micah was great for the rivalry. I thought I really enjoyed his addition into the fire between the two teams this week.
Is ESPN going to send you back to Madrid next year? Because you did a great job. You were out there showing your conversational Spanish.
Yeah, it was so fun. Oh my gosh, I really want to be bilingual in Spanish. So that was really cool to like actually use it for work. That was the first time I've gotten to do that. I don't know, like, if there's another game there, maybe. I'm not confident that they're going to go back to Spain next season. This is the first year that the NFL went to Spain, and my observations were, like, this is a really new market for them, obviously, but it's, like, there were a ton of Americans at the game. It seemed like there were a lot of Americans on vacation and not a lot of Spanish people. They are opening a Spanish office. Madrid, so that might help in the next year to like sort of increase the amount of fans there. But you know, they claim there's like 11 million NFL fans in Spain, but like that includes most people who just watch the Super Bowl once a year and just watch the Super Bowl halftime show. Yeah, so I mean, literally, like their numbers are like so inflated there. So I wouldn't be surprised if they like waited a year and then went back to Spain, you know, 2027 or something. Because sometimes they'll do that. Like, I think in Germany, the first year they did Germany, I don't think they went back exactly the next year. I think they waited. And now they do, like, you know, now they have an agreement with Germany where they do, like, multiple games over a certain amount of years. But, yeah, I mean, it was really fascinating. It was my first time being at an international game. And I was like, okay, this is really interesting to see how the NFL is received over here and, like, to see, you know, what the league's ambitions really are in that aspect.
World domination. Kaylin, you are the best. We appreciate you. Thanks for jumping on the show.
Thank you. I'll do another TikTok from the Browns game.
And we'll play it.
We'll play it. We will 100% play it.
Okay, great.
That is Kaylin. Kaylin. She is awesome. We love having her.
I'm in the bowels of a Lambeau field.
From now on, that's how we're going to bring on every reporter we ever get from Lambeau Field for the eternal life of this radio station.
That's right. That is a top-notch all-time drop. Kaylin, you are a legend now. You're a score legend.
Thank you.
That's Kaylin Kaler.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.